Patio Tomatoes, a poem in three parts. Part one. My boyfriend leaves his patio tomatoes at my apartment at around the 3-year mark, just when I'm realizing he may never commit. This arrangement is supposed to be temporary, while we're out of town, so my neighbor can water, since he doesn't know any of his neighbors well enough to ask. Which maybe should be a sign. We return from the trip. I am still ringless, and he leaves the tomatoes with me. I decide this is a metaphor. Anything involving commitment is my problem. On cue, winter blows in and the plant dies. I bring in the last of the fruits and set them in a bowl. I think, patio tomatoes. Tomatoes designed for a person lacking a patch of earth. A person whose level of settledness is a patio. Biting into one, I notice the skin is thick and tough. The taste unremarkable. Patio tomato, while it needs care, it is not confined by its roots. I carry it easily to the trash. Part 2. The plant has been gone 3 weeks and the fruits just as long in their bowl. I'm keeping my distance. Once I stop calling, my phone starts ringing. Sometimes I don't answer, even turn off my machine. Let him wonder where I am. I mean to write about the tomatoes, to record their decay as it occurs, but I set them on top of the fridge and forget them until I'm up there retrieving a vase for roses. The tomatoes have collapsed and darkened. I must have left 3 store-boughts in the mix. There are stickers bearing the SKU 4664. One store-bought is red and plump. Passable, even. It could be at the grocery, overlooked. It attaches by the stem to another tomato that has shriveled and grown a white collar of fuzz. The healthy tomato appears to have sucked the life from this one. A vampire tomato. The patio tomatoes? They look sun-dried, only black and crisp. As if next, they will turn to ash. Part 3. Come February, he goes and ruins the whole metaphor by marrying me. Unfortunately for this poem, we've been happy ever since. The morning of our 3rd anniversary, I rise at 5 to write. We've moved from the apartment to our house, and yes, I wrapped the bowl of tomatoes in newspaper when I packed. They've been taking up the back quarter of a desk drawer ever since. Only the stickers remain unchanged. In fact, without that dried-up vampire stem, they'd be unrecognizable. Yet I seem unable to let them go. I begin with the mold, the solidified collar, the puffy trails that look like miniature storm clouds. No, maybe I should start with the dark rings that stain the bowl, ghosts of the fruit's original shape. Frankly, a photograph would do better justice. But who wants to look at a bowl of 3-year-old tomatoes going on 4? Who keeps such a thing? And how could I explain this to anyone who has a practical use for early mornings? Someone who is cooking stew in a crock pot, folding laundry, or working out? I was up early today, wondering which to describe, the fruits or the mold. I kept a bowl of tomatoes so I could write about them as they rotted.